Good afternoon, this is Gary Black with a KUAC Newsminer update. Pollster Ivan Moore released survey results Thursday that show Congressman Don Young running slightly behind first-time candidate Elise Galvin. Galvin has raised more money than the incumbent, but Young hasn't lost a race in 45 years, and pollsters have underestimated him before. Even some of Galvin's supporters are keeping their hopes in check. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports on how the two campaigns are selling their candidates in the final days of the race.
At her threadbare campaign headquarters in Spinard, people are working even in the garage. But retired electrician Bill Sosnowski has the laundry alcove all to himself. He asks an undecided voter in Tok if he'll support Galvin to unseat Young.
Right now you don't think so? All right, so no matter what you do or what you say, you don't think he's going to leave, right?
That's part of the challenge for Galvin supporters, fighting the sense that Young's re-election is inevitable. Those who don't like Young have had their hopes dashed 23 times before.
You could be that person that helps him retire.
Don wins the battles. Alaska can't afford to lose.
I'm Don Young, and I approve this message.
Young is in heavy rotation on TV, and his ads are on the back of public buses in Anchorage. But Young's ground game is less visible than Galvin's. His campaign repeatedly told me there were no events I could attend this week with Young or his volunteers. Young's longtime campaign manager, Jerry Hood, says they're busy getting out the vote.
Phone banking.
But a week before the election, while Galvin headquarters was abuzz in the evening, Young's campaign office was dark during prime calling hours, and the parking area was empty. Hood says he thinks when Alaskans get in the voting booths on Tuesday, they'll again mark the oval next to Young's name.
They won't jeopardize their future by electing a naive rookie with no experience.
Political science research shows persuasion campaigns aren't all that effective, not if they run counter to a voter's partisan lean. But urging your supporters to the polls, that works. And as Galvin supporters see it, the 24th time could be the charm. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A longtime Fairbanks International Airport staffer has been appointed to the facility's top job. Angie Spear has been appointed by Governor Bill Walker to be airport manager, a position she's been acting in since July. In a press release, Walker says Spear worked her way up through the airport over 13 years and is the first woman to serve as manager of Alaska's second largest airport. For more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.